Well, hello there again, and this is another video. But don't worry, these videos will subside. I'm going back to work very soon. And this is for the younger men out there who are thinking of having a baby. And there's quite a lot of young men out there who would like a baby to carry the line on. And there's some people out there that think the whole purpose of us being on the planet is to have a baby. However, I'm not one of them. First of all, you have to think that the world is quite populated already. But the other drawback is to have a baby at the moment anyway, you need a femon. But let's assume you find a reasonably good femon that actually does make a not bad mother. By the way, good luck. And of course, you being a man and the modern femon, you will have to be expected to do a lot of the work of the baby now, not the mother. She'll probably even want you to breastfeed as well. And of course, the other drawback is you got to send him to school, of course, by law. And the schools are not the same as they used to be. They're not just teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They also are teaching some other ideology of theirs. And they're overruling the parents on what they believe in, and actually really taking control of the child's upbringing. And I remember a friend of mine whose kid came home from school and said that they don't have to listen to anything they say at all, and they'll tell the teacher and report them. So that's another slight drawback. You will not be able to bring up, really, your own child the way you want. But let's assume everything's going fine and all of a sudden you have a bit of a split-up, you know, a divorce or whatever. It happens, you know. And then the femon would use any child that you have as a pawn or a lever in the court, where she will make you jump through many, many hoops just to get visitation rights. And she will probably turn around and try and turn all the children against you as well. Because before the breakup, you were the love of her life, a Prince Charming. But now you're in divorce courts, you're a piece of shit. Now, this doesn't happen every time, but a majority of times, it does. And of course, the way the world is nowadays, the children won't really respect you in any way. They will just use you like a credit card. And some of them will probably be just waiting around outside the door waiting for you to die so they can have it all. Of course, it isn't as bad as that, actually. But it's best to think of it that way, because if it's not a lot like that, then it's a plus, isn't it? But anyway, young men out there, just think seriously about it. Anyway, you might be a Jaffa. You never know. Your biggest problem is finding the right femon in today's world. So don't be going out there looking for a femon that's damn fucking great in bed. Look for one that you think will be mother material. I mean, you may have to fly to planet Zod to find them, but good luck in your quest in any case. Oh yes, and do have a DNA test. If you have a good femon, she won't mind. If you don't, she will. And good luck. You're gonna need it. Take it easy.